as councillors in this area, we don't really know what's going on in the North West Cross Border Group and the plans for the shared island. And that's why I'd asked the last day that we would get a special presentation about what's been done so far, what's already been agreed, and what is the plans going forward? Because really, we do not know. Both governments are working very closely, and very soon they'll start naming projects or the type of criteria. Really, we don't know about it.
Is it your fear that Lifford Stranraer MD may actually miss out on potential projects because it's left to one side and the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing?
Yeah, and I don't want to get into a position where I or other councillors in my area are turning around in a year, two or three, and having a go at some senior officials in the council because we weren't included in this and we're not included in that. It's all going to be the Derry Strabane. It's supposed to be the Derry Strabane council area working along with Donegal, all of Donegal. But like I know and everybody else can quite clearly when you look at the projects so far, some of the themes, it's going to end up in Letterkenny, Derry. And that's why I want to have this thing out in the open, and I want to see that this council, the Donegal County Council, serving the Lifford Stranraer area, exact same, no less, no more, than it is, say, the Ennis Owen MD or the Letterkenny Milford MD. That's all. I'm not trying to hold anybody else back, but my role as both a member of the Lifford Stranraer MD and the Cathaoirre, I want to see that we are at least going to be considered for a thing. You can't go after every single project. You don't chase money, but we need to see that we are being considered. And I know the other councillors, all of the other councillors, have raised this at different times. So I look forward to having a meeting and just ensure that, you know, that council management are giving us every consideration and with every possibility.